This is an interview with Deke Jackson. He does the fucking news on YouTube. Also, FKNNewsWithAZ.com. He does news commentary comedy on all things New World Order and what's going on in the news. So sit back and listen to this kick-ass interview. So what are on the headlines tonight?
The headlines tonight are, let me see. I've forgotten already. Hang on a second. Tea is waffles and pies and spaghetti hoops. Okay, that's the headlines tonight. I recently bought an alien mask, so I'll be interviewing myself wearing an alien mask this evening. And the upshot of that is, you know, I love science fiction. I'm a firm believer that there are aliens out there. I just find it hard to believe that they're in some way in cahoots with our government to, you know, to do stuff to us. I just find all that hard to believe. Yeah. If you can travel faster than the speed of light and zip about the galaxy like you're popping out to the shops, why would you come to Earth and fuck with us? I'm sure I'd have better things to do if I had a spaceship.
Yeah, pretty much. Imagine, I'd be like Captain Kirk getting all that alien pussy.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd be surfing some nebula somewhere, you know, checking out some exotic cocktails.
Hey, that looks cute. Can I have sex with it? Oh, I'm 500 years old. That's about 200 years old. What?
Have you heard the Superman joke about having sex?
What, he comes as fast as a speeding bullet?
No, it's the, he goes into the bedroom with Lois Lane, and Lois says, "Oh, Superman, I'm so glad we're finally going to have sex." And Superman says, "Yeah, me too. You lay your eggs in the corner, and I'll squirt my sperm on them." So, it's unlikely to be what we expect, I think, alien life, whatever it is. I don't think we've dreamed up exactly what it will be like quite yet.
I mean my question is, aliens are, well, according to what we believe, or the popular opinion is that they're like way smarter than us.
Yeah.
Why
Not
would they
hard
be
to believe.
Why would they be messing with dumbasses like us? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Really, that's exactly my point. What the fuck would you come and have anything to do with humans for? We're plainly not capable of looking after our own planet, never mind treating alien life properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other story, the Iranian elections, I like to see Iran getting the same kind of democracy we've got, where the elections are pointless and just a distraction from what's really happening. I think it's good that they're following in our footsteps.
I actually read this article on how Iran is making us look bad because they actually had the balls to like just go out there like, "Hey, I call bullshit."
That's right. They're more pissed off than we are with our rulers. But their government is even more of a puppet government than our government. I mean, it's more obvious that their government is a puppet government because their country is run by a committee of mullahs from the church. And they're the people who decide what happens in the country, and the government are just the people they give orders to, which is, you know, very similar to our form of democracy, except most people don't see it quite so clearly.
Yeah, I mean, Iran is probably the only country that, if I was president, I would sincerely apologize to.
It'd be top of the list anyway. Countries we must apologize to.
I'm like, Iran, sorry about 1945.
Yeah, 1908, 1916. Apparently, British Petroleum, Britain's biggest oil company, used to be the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company and was started to exploit their oil reserves when we used to install the puppet governments, before America installed puppet governments.
Mm.
So we've been fucking them over for a long time, yeah. I think we are due them an apology.
I mean, well, when they came to... I just know about Mohammed Mossadegh.
Yeah.
that he was pro-America, pro-Israel. He was taught in the West, and he had the mistake of saying, "Hey, this oil here, it's on our land, so obviously belongs to us."
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. You know.
So what did we do? Kill him and replace him?
He wasn't killed. He was locked up. They just did a smear campaign. They would just drop pamphlets saying down with Allah, down with democracy, up with Mohammed Mossadegh, up with communism.
Was it his son who became the Shah of Iran then? Who was the Shah of Iran's ancestor, or where's his political background? Because he just appears to have ruled Iran post-war, the Shah of Iran, who was eventually got rid of in 1979. Where did he come from? I'm not a great researcher. A lot of what I do in the news is it's intuitive. I happen to believe that almost everything that official news or government says is total bullshit. I just proceed on that basis without much research, you know. If the official story is X, then it's almost certainly a lie.
You know what? Trust me, from what I'm learning recently, because I'm questioning the whole 9/11 truth movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a member of We Are Change New York.
Yeah.
And they don't like it when you start questioning the leadership about. About where the money's going. I mean, I'm not accusing of any funny business because I don't have proof. But it's kind of funny whenever you disagree with either Alex Jones or Luke Radowski or any leadership of the 9/11 Truth Movement, you're immediately labeled COINTELPRO.
Indeed.
I'm like, wait, what? It's in our bylaws that you need to give us a financial report.
Yeah, if you're collecting money, it seems fair to ask where it's going. My problem with 9/11 truth is actually, even if you could prove the truth, a lot of people I know still won't give a fuck. You could have video pictures of Dick Cheney remote controlling those planes into the World Trade Center. People still won't give a fuck.
Yeah.
As long as there's beer and television with sport on it, who cares? Our rulers are guilty of much more. And also, one of my problems with 9/11 is we weren't actually free before 9/11. 9/11 isn't the moment we became slaves. Before 9/11, we were still, being fucked over for a buck. We were still buying all that shit from China with a billion people living economic slavery. You know, before 9/11, there was a whole other world of tyranny and oppression going on. So I don't get too worked up about 9/11 as a moment in history. Obviously.
That is true. I mean, according to a friend of mine who actually looks into synchromysticism, which is what the global elite's religion.
Mm-hmm.
How you see like different symbols being used in like pop culture and stuff like that that represent actual New World Order type beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that. Well, I don't know if he believes this, but the way he explained it to me was when the towers came down, since they were like two tuning forks, they were. Mm-hmm. When they came down, they set off like a frequency that started waking people up.
Mm.
And it started a mass awakening.
Well, that may be the case. I do like the thought. Do you remember when the Berlin Wall came down?
Right, yeah. Well, I was still young, so.
At that time, because, you know, I know a certain amount about the Masons and their practices. Mm. At that time, I could imagine people rolling up their trouser legs, fucking goats all over the world, getting off on those events, because that's the sort of thing they're into. They like to create these huge experiences for large numbers of people, which they believe they can drain power from. So in the same way, 9/11, if you like, can be exploited by people who believe in that sort of thing. If they think it gives them power to drain energy from a collective experience, they would certainly be interested in doing that.
So I
don't actually believe in magic. Anything the Masons think they're getting from spouting mumbo jumbo and shagging goats while the Twin Towers fell, I think is unlikely to have any real effect in the world, but it certainly has an effect on their minds if they believe it. And I'm sure that they do.
Yeah.
The people who do this sort of thing, I'm sure they believe their own mumbo jumbo. Then I'm sure it's having an effect on them. But whether it actually affects the real physical world, I think is debatable. But they certainly manipulate events to cause communal experiences which they believe will give them power. I'm sure of that. But listen, I can smell my pies burning. Well, not burning, but they're cooking. So,
cool question. I know this was like a short interview. Can I still use what we just did just now?
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome to use that however you see fit. And if you want to do something longer, just Skype me when you see me online.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to be waking up early tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll leave Skype on, and if you Skype me and I've got some time, we'll, as they say in the movies, we'll do the show right here.
Very good. All right, thanks. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem, Louis. I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Bye.
This was a longer interview conducted by myself and Enemy Combatant with Mr. D. Jackson of The Fucking News. This is part two. Longer interview. This is a 49-minute interview, so enjoy.
Hey, Louis. Hello, Enemy Combatant.
Hey, how's it going, my friend? I'm a good friend of Louis and a huge fan of your work, sir. So,
well,
honored to speak with you.
Please, just call me Deke. Nobody ever called me so.
My name is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
So,
very disturbed by all the news, no doubt.
Well, I'm always amused by the news rather than disturbed. And the thing that keeps me amused about the news is I don't really care whether humanity lives or dies. In fact, I'm absolutely sure, as a matter of fact, that we are in fact all doomed. The whole planet will be a fiery hot ball in space in about a billion years, so what the fuck?
Absolutely. No, I agree with you.
So I find all of human affairs just a little bit amusing.
Like the comedian character in
The Watchmen. Yeah. It's like Bill Hicks said, you know, I almost took life seriously for a second.
Absolutely. Bill Hicks, what a prophet, what a man. What a guy. I'm a big fan.
Have you seen the new 40-minute documentary made about him? It's on the net.
No, I haven't. I've
heard just type into Google Bill Hicks documentary, and it should pop right up. Jay Leno is in it. David Letterman, all these, talking heads, comedians, people in the field. Yeah. Basically, the roast of Bill Hicks, posthumous.
Well, he deserves more exposure because even the stuff that he's left us is still...
His parents are in it. They talk about raising him and where he got his creativity from.
Right. Well, my question is to you, Deke. How did you... What made you start The Fucking News?
What made me start The Fucking News? A couple of things. I like making video. I was looking at podcasts and I wanted to make a podcast to play with the technology. I wanted to see how you do it and make one so I needed something that was episodic that I could make a regular, one every week kind of. Mm-hmm. And also, when I watch the news, it really pisses me off, the bullshit in the news. It really...
Yeah, so, I really like how you play the different characters.
Yeah, that's a tool I use so I can say certain things.
As a follow-up question, I just wanted to say, do you consider yourself a modern-day shaman?
Not really. I'm more of a... I don't know what I am. I'm a commentator. I think that's probably the strongest. I've got an opinion and a point of view, and that's really it. That's just my point of view. When you watch the fucking news, that's just what I think.
Right. As someone that also commentates on the news and uses vulgarity, how do you feel when people... Have you ever been judged on your use of vulgarity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you...
That's another thing they talk about on the Bill Higgs documentary, by the way.
Yeah, I immediately respond with, I've got some pictures of dead babies we blew up with bombs we made, if you want to get really offended.
Yep.
I've got some right here. In fact, when I do, I've started doing the fucking news live. I did the fucking news live a month or so ago, and I start out, I've got a slideshow thing, and my laptop's got a remote so I can pop up an image. And I say to people, hi, everybody, I'm about to do my show. Some of it you may find offensive. It's got, cursing and swear words in. If you're offended by bad language, I've got some pictures of dead babies here. And I pop one up. There you go. There's a dead baby. Its brains were splattered across the floor in front of its mother by a bomb made in our factories, delivered by a Christian bomber pilot on our behalf in the name of peace and freedom.
Yes.
So, shall we continue?
Exactly. So, I mean... What is your opinion on the use of, curse words in the way you convey your message?
Do you know, quite often I only say fucking once in the intro. Quite often I say, welcome to the fucking news, and there's no more swearing at all. Oh, well, there might be a bit of a description of, there might be the odd lewd description of a sexual act or something, but...
Right.
I don't curse. I don't call people fucking dicks or, I don't swear just for the sake of it.
So the way you do it, it means something. It adds emphasis.
It does, or I just feel really wound up about certain things. I'm insulted by 9/11, really. Bring back the Romans. The Romans didn't want you to believe any pish about what happened on the frontier. They just arrive and tell you, we're in charge with the Romans. If you don't like it, we'll kill you. I'm insulted that they want me to believe 9/11, the fuckers. And so I swear to express my disgust or frustration.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, I mean, as me, someone that uses vulgarity, hence the name of the show, the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I gather it's... It's not what's the word here? It's bawdy.
Yeah, well, it's not politically correct, as it were. In fact, I celebrate the fact that I'm not politically correct. I feel that being politically correct is just a waste of time and just being I don't know if this term means the same thing in the UK, but being a pussy.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Although I'm a little, I like pussy. Therefore, when people use pussy as to put things down, I was saying to my son just the day, he said, yeah, I hit this guy and he dropped like a pussy. I said, I like pussy. You can't say pussy's a bad thing. Pussy's a good thing.
Very good thing, yes, sir.
I wanted to also ask you a follow-up. What influence, if any... do psychedelics play in your creativity process?
Well, it's been a long time, I have to say. If they do have any influence, they have a very long reach.
Long-term influence, yes.
It's been a long, yeah, long-term. It's been a long time. Since I had kids, and, I've got a family, although...
right on. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's hard work, but it's fun. My eldest has just left home. My youngest is working his way through high school. And I haven't really done anything psychedelic since I had a family. So, but I used to really enjoy live music, open air, and the weekend off, if you know what I mean.
Ah. Oh. All right.
I used to like the festivals in Britain. I went to Glastonbury. A few festivals in Scotland you've never heard of, but where, nobody went to sleep for a couple of days.
Ah. Have you been to the Love Parade? In Germany?
No, I haven't traveled much since having kids either. But I used to go around Europe when I was younger. I've been to Germany, Holland, Switzerland, France, Italy. I squatted a bit in Rotterdam.
Yeah, Northern Europe is the best.
Yeah.
In terms of standards of life, Scandinavian region.
Yeah, they've got a good idea out there. They tax people a lot, and they
do. They recycle their own garbage in Germany and other places. They burn, incinerate the garbage, and they reuse that as energy.
Yeah. It all makes so much sense. I don't understand why the world is as fucked up as it is when there are so many good ideas already out there that we could be doing.
Well, because, I mean, in my opinion, it means that the people would be more free. And freedom means you could tell pretty much people to fuck off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that is... I agree. Freedom is the ability to say and, to an extent, to make people fuck off. And now, I have a road right outside my house, and nobody likes cars driving past, choking their barbecue, and I would like to shut the road at the weekends. You know what I mean? That would be freedom. You're not driving past here, it's the weekend. Go park along there. But we are not individually free to do that.
Exactly.
So, no autonomous region of independence at my house, unfortunately.
Hmm. But this basically this gift that you gave to the world. I mean, though the fucking news, and I'm probably just kissing your ass a little bit, you know, because I do enjoy every week. I don't miss a podcast. Your YouTubes.
Yeah, cool, thanks. I stopped podcasting. I used to do the iTunes podcast, but nobody downloaded it.
What I really enjoyed is the live performance that you just posted, those videos with the Simpsons 9/11 thing. That's something that I like to talk about a lot, is the occult symbolism, and I'm recently getting attacked for on the website that we run.
Symbolism. I like symbolism. I know it has meaning. It's just, ultimately, I question the effect of symbolism. I know it serves to strengthen the people who are in the club, because when they see it, it's like you're in the Hell's Angels, and you see another badge and another set of colors, and you sort of go, "Yeah, there's a brother." So I know the Masons and the other groups of people.
Well, I mean, basically, my point is. People are saying that that's non-scientific, talking about all this metaphysical evidence that suggests that the collective unconsciousness predicted 9/11 and that something like this was almost too predictable. And so I guess Alex Jones is bad for exposing the Bohemian Grove. I mean, I guess we shouldn't talk about how these people are on esoteric power trips.
Well... I think that you're right there. There is a collective unconscious, and it works its way through the arts and
I ask you if you're a shaman is because I believe you're, through your videos, you're kind of using light and symbols to really deprogram people, and so that is kind of like a magic, don't you think?
Yeah, I recently had this conversation with a friend of mine, and I am a believer in magic. In my own way, I believe that words have a power, you know, and I qualify that by simply pointing out that the power of words like stop is obvious. When people say stop, most other people respond almost automatically by halting and looking around. That's a kind of magic. And if you extrapolate that to the sort of world of mass media, pumping hundreds of thousands of words at people 24/7, there's a whole lot of magic going on. But I think we can understand.
Hello? Hello? Oh, we lost Deke. We lost, alright. Wow. What happened?
I don't know. I've got calls coming in and windows open here. I'm closed the single window with Glenn. Glenn?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's us still on conference.
Ah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got you guys both up. You were talking about how words have magic.
Hello?
Words do have power. Are you there, Glenn?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. But I don't dwell on the magical nature of life in public. I present a cold, hard proposition to people. It's plain to see that we are being oppressed. It's plain to see that we are slaves. There's no sleight of hand or trickery involved. We are landless peasant fucks. Mm-hmm. That's right. What we are.
But exactly. The slaves are, you know, one of the slaves, as illustrated by We Are Change LA, the video, jumps out of the audience and actually chokes out one of the citizen journalists who came to confront this four-star general. Well, the same thing is happening here on a microscopic level. I mean, a microcosmic level. Mm-hmm. With our blog, I'm getting attacked for discussing the occult nature of our enslavement, and the orthodox fundamentalist truthers are saying, no, that's too mystical, don't talk about that, that makes us look bad. You know, I really guess all these other people who are covering this are also bad. I guess there's no symbolism on the back of the dollar. I guess none of that exists.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you're on a similar path to Freeman TV. I don't know if you know his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks about the symbolism and the occult at length, frequently, in relation to the world powers and, you know, what they're up to.
I mean, the reason I talk so much about the Simpsons 9/11 thing is not just because visually it's so important, because they created the 9 with the two towers, that meme. They created that. It wasn't, you know, InfoWars or whoever that came up with those Investigate 911 shirts. The Simpsons, in 1997, came out with the mantra that we now all associate with the disaster of the World Trade Center. And so that dovetails with the fact that they have this overarching agenda using 9/11 as a tool, as you were saying earlier, and that there's another example of media foreshadowing the exact same network, Fox Network. 5 mm-hmm. months before the attack happened in real life, they actually had the X-Files spinoff where they said this is to start a new Cold War because the Cold War is over, so we need to ramp up arms sales by flying a jumbo jet into a tall building in the middle of downtown New York, and this is going to cause an international war on terror that could never be won. And so that's why I talk about it, is because it gives people the overarching bigger picture behind 9/11, and it doesn't stop with controlled demolition. And so everybody already knows about that aspect of it, so I get attacked for trying to widen the horizon.
What could we, if we were able to tune into our collective unconscious just now, what can we see around the corner then? Or what might we be seeing?
That's exactly what I tried to do over at the blog, is try to give people the latest breakdown of the current events that are going on in an image-based, visual, symbolic way, so people can automatically process the information without having to read a thousand-word article.
Mm-hmm. So what do you personally think, though, that we can see when I see a program like Lost? You may be familiar with the program Lost, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't watch it.
A little bit.
There's a range of American programs that seem to be presenting a future where things are broken and people are living around fires, but they're still dressed like the shops are open, but they're in some kind of broken society. And it seems to me that we're being prepared for a broken society in the future, where there are people, you know, towing their BMWs with donkeys, kind of thing. A bit Mad Max.
Well, I mean, they do it in Kazakhstan, if you've seen that Borat.
Borat, yeah, Borat. I've seen that, yeah.
The Barack. the guy's driving a BMW with a donkey.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of. But it seems to me that that is what we're being prepared for.
I just thought it was kind of cool, though.
Well, see, we're doing it right now. We're talking about references in the mainstream accepted consensus reality. And that's what I think we have to learn how to do more, is see with the eyes of children again and stop being so over-analytical And so basically, to reiterate the earlier point, I'm getting attacked for trying to simplify the analysis. I'm trying to give people the tools necessary to have the eyes to see the kind of messages that are in between the lines.
Well, I would keep right on doing what you're doing. Unfortunately, I don't think a whole lot of people, because, you know, I do speak to people around me in my life about the way it is, and a lot of them...
That's exactly it. You said it earlier. The technique is utilization of words, harnessing the power of words, because words seem to be the binding agent, the kind of programming code, if you will, of the universe.
Yeah, or at least of our reality in some sense. Right. Have you ever read a book called Snow Crash?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Snow Crash? Do a quick Google on Snow Crash, because it's about exactly that subject and exactly that proposition, that our vocabulary and our language reaches down inside us and creates for us a kind of... instantly, as soon as you hear...
Isn't that what separates us from the animals, the fact that we can speak and they can't? The animals have no conception of what God is. They don't understand that reality is generated by sound, and therefore we are literally the creators, many creators, made in the image of God, creating our own realities from the vibrational sounds that are within us, really. It's the inside emanating out, not the other way around. Am I right?
Well... I would like to point out at this point that we have taught dolphins...
That's what Bill Hicks said, is that we generate our own reality, and it's not that reality somehow generates us. We do have a slight individual choice of free will.
Well, you might be familiar with this. It's a bit of science. All of your senses are slower than reality. Your eyes, your ears, your touch, your smell, none of it's real time. There is a brief but very significant time lag between...
Yeah, because they're instruments.
That's
physical
right.
Instruments, yeah.
And what that means is everything you think of as being the universe, you're making up. You made it up out of inputs that are slow in comparison to reality. So everybody lives in a reality of their own creation.
Well, that is such a good thing that you said that, because that's exactly it. To make an analogy, I'm trying to give... bloggers high definition vision so that they can literally pierce the veil of this matrix that's been pulled over their eyes.
Well, they must be pulling it over their own eyes, since we do, as Bill Hicks said, it's our choice. And I believe that the vast majority of people don't actually care enough to stop creating the rubbish reality that we live in. If you like.
Yeah, that's why I really appreciate your videos, is because you pointed out the absurdity of it.
Yeah, and it seems obvious to me, since it is so plain that we are slaves and the world sucks, that most of the people must know this, like you're saying about the eyes of children. A five-year-old mm-hmm. can see what's wrong with the world.
I can't stress that enough, is that we need to really open up our eyes and ears, because these seem to be our two most powerful senses that really can open up our third eye, if you will. And if we just really concentrate on sound and vision and how these two are being manipulated, these two primary channels, if we can safeguard these two senses, then automatically all the other senses will become unclogged of all the mess that is just poured down our throats, as you said, and our other senses, eyes and ears.
I'd just like to pick up on the thing about animals. We have taught dolphins how to understand, if you like, 2,000 human words and use them constructively to communicate with us. Now, you might think that that makes humans pretty smart. But on the other hand, currently, we don't understand anything the dolphins are saying to us at all. So I would say humans are pretty dumb, and that the dolphins are pretty smart, because they can not only talk to each other, but they can talk to us as well.
Well, again, even local news channels have covered how even monkeys can become addicted to cigarettes and start hiding them when the zookeeper tries to take them away.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, as a way to build power in numbers, the monkey then gives his monkey girlfriend a pack of cigarettes so that, you know, he can get a popular majority support to rise against the zookeeper, if that need be.
Do you know about the pleasure circuit experiments? You know that we have a pleasure circuit in our brain.
Oh.
When you feel good, that's the bit of your brain that tells you you're feeling good. Yeah? And it's stimulated by chemicals, but you can also directly stimulate it with electricity. Yeah? Mm. Now, if you insert a couple of needles into a monkey's pleasure circuit, yeah, and give it the button, this is what scientists have done. They've done worse things than this. I think this is quite an entertaining thing, but they've done worse. They give monkeys a button which electrically stimulates their pleasure circuit in a way which no drug or experience in the real world could ever hope to compete with. And the last thing the monkeys do is press that button. They never eat or drink ever again. They die pushing that button.
Wow.
Now, that must be pretty fun. Where can I buy one of these? Why aren't they on the black market? I want one. At least for the weekend. You know what I mean? I'll rent it at first, just in case it's really risky. Animals, I'm sure there are a number of animals on Earth who are having similar experiences to us, except they don't have the pollution that we have to deal with of other animals pumping, like you're saying, the poison sound and vision. It's like being force-fed dirty water, mediocre music, and propaganda films.
Have you ever checked out The Labyrinth of the Psychonaut on the internet?
Hey, I think I've met the Psychonaut. Or is it Psychonautilus?
Steve Wilner?
I know, I'm thinking of Adam Psychonautilus.
No, this guy's from Florida. He does these videos on YouTube trying to explain how music... It's this oral assault in sheep's clothing, as he describes it in his latest video, that the New World Order is using against us. They're using the music industry combined with, of course, the movie industry to manipulate these two senses, as I said, sound and vision.
Yeah.
And so they're really kind of like musical magi. That's his thesis.
Again, I'm absolutely convinced in a very, obvious-to-see way that that is the case. Obviously, they make what some people would call propaganda films, but to me, nearly everything that comes out of Hollywood's a propaganda film. I don't think they make any other kind of film. And the music that comes out of mainstream record companies, it seems just designed to keep slaves slaves.
Exactly. I mean, that's why also on the Crotch Yard Radio Show, we usually have unsigned artists. Also, their online radio stations catering to the actual truther patriot community, like Polygraph Radio, that plays independent artists. Like that. It's basically... You have to, if you want freedom, you have to do it on your own.
I think that's fair enough. I think everybody is responsible for their own reality and life. And I'm not a great complainer, really. I'm not complaining about much. I'm just pointing out that actually we are slaves. I'm not saying I'm going to do anything about it. Hey, we're slaves! I don't see how... I don't see a really good way out of that. If you have a violent revolution, you end up with violent thugs in control, and we've already
Your videos are very refreshing, to say the least.
Yeah. Hey, let them finish.
Yeah, I'm not a great one for revolution, because I think the chances are that the people who want to rule the world are always going to be the people who want to rule the world. Perhaps we should just, I don't know. It would be nice if we could kill them easier. Please, wow. I'm not suggesting anybody commit any act of violence. I'm just saying that historically, angry mobs killed their leaders quite quickly, as soon as they pissed them off too much. Mm. And that And that seems like quite a, you know, quite a good thing. The angry mob. So I'm not suggesting anybody do that. I'm just pointing out, historically, we killed a lot of bad bastards. we can't do that anymore. They're too heavily armed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it, I don't know. I still think that we have a shot at something.
What's going to happen to the arms industry when we realize we're all one? That's going to fuck up a lot of people.
Bill Hicks. That's right. What is going to happen to the arms industry? Don't you want to kill your neighbor? No, I don't want to kill my neighbor. Why not? He said you're a poof. Oh.
Well, you know, if it comes down to it, that's why God gave us fists and feet. So, you know, that way, you know, you just pummel him and that's it. You go home, you're both alive. He learns a lesson and that's that. Or you learn a lesson on, yeah, maybe you should shut up.
Yeah.
But you both live to see another day.
Yeah, you're talking about animal experiments earlier, and I have all these wicked news articles here that we're going to cover in just a few hours. It's just ineffable the kinds of things that are being admitted that we've all known for quite some time, but they're now being nonchalantly admitted. Again, it's kind of like the article that we covered on the last show, Louis. Mm. You know, drinking soda is bad for you. And it's like we need a study to tell us that. We can't figure that out on our own.
Yeah, that's right. We need to be reminded that poison kills you, that fire's hot, and that, you know, it really, like I say, I get frustrated a lot because I can't believe we're still doing this shit. I really can't.
Well, dude, I have an article almost every week come out say that fluoride in the water is deadly and, you know, all these admissions, but they don't do anything about anything. The federal government issues statements saying we know about it, but we're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah. For me, like, the whole thing from the top down, our entire civilization, if you call it that, or society, or our entire organized hive mind is currently involved in selling shit to each other to make a few rich people richer. We're not doing it for any greater purpose. There's no pyramid being built. There's no giant spaceship being built. We're not doing anything any more worthy than selling rubbish we don't need to each other to make rich people richer. That's it.
Yeah, buying shit. It's in. It's the thing to do.
Actually, that reminds me this past Sunday, I actually went to a parade for Puerto Rico, a Puerto Rican Day Pride parade. And it went from being, when it started back in the 40s, protesting the U.S.'s military rule of Puerto Rico to, yay, Puerto Rico, it's sponsored by McDonald's.
Hey, Puerto Rico, our new franchise outlet.
Yeah, pretty much. And either that or the U.S. military acclimating the children with video games and basketball. I took pictures. I actually said, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Army. Can I take a picture with you next to the controller and the LCD screen with the kids playing the video games? Sure, thanks. Oh, wow, this is in the new H3 Hummer? Wow, you mean if I join the Army, I get to drive this? Oh, everyone in the Army has this.
Yeah. I never felt so patriotic when they showed me the guns I was going to get to play with.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure that swells the chest of many a young man.
I mean, it's like, brown people killing other brown people. Yeah, I get it. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
It is. And I'm sure there are people profiting from every evil that is done on Earth. Not that I believe in evil. I'm more of a believer in things you like and things you don't like. And I think we could all agree that it's not very nice killing each other or fucking each other over for a buck. Can't we just agree that and move on to a nicer way of doing things? Wouldn't that be good?
Yes. Yes, it would be.
So I've got about 10 minutes left, and then I'm going to have to split.
Pleasure speaking with you, by the way.
You too, Flynn. And Louis, what do you? Is this what you do with your evenings? Is this how you fill your time? Then I take it you've got quite a busy schedule of radio shows and so.
Well, I mean, this is well, this weekend will be the last weekend we do the shows. We're changing the time to Tuesdays, Thursdays, you know, because they're more listeners since it is summertime here. So it's...
And are you in New York? You were saying you were a member of the New York Truth Movement. Do you actually live in New York?
Yes, I am here in New York City, Brooklyn boy. So
wow.
I live right across the river in Jersey City.
That must be incredible. I tell you, I live in quite a built-up area. But
And we both witnessed the 9/11 attacks firsthand.
Yeah. That would have been something.
In
yeah.
my case, on that, the waterfront there.
That messed up my day completely.
Don't you mean your life?
What did you immediately think then when you saw that going down?
Well, the 93 bombings were still fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was just 10 years old.
And the Oklahoma City. I mean, that I remember that being one of the biggest Clinton scandals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going to my father's job, my grandfather driving me, and seeing that hole in the Trade Center. When I heard a plane has hit the World Trade Center, I was like, "Holy shit, not again!" Yeah. I looked out my windows.
Now all it took was the first to hear that a plane hit the World Trade Center, and I immediately understood that this is a military coup d'état, you know, playing out according to a script. I was only 13. When it happened, I didn't have the words necessarily to articulate who or why, but I could definitely understand that this is being played out according to a script.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. My first thoughts, because I was working, I was painting somebody's house for money, like you have to when you need money.
Yeah.
And I'm up a ladder painting the bits of their house that need painted, and the woman comes running out and says, come and see this. And there were two or three of us, and we all went into our living room, and we stood there. And the first plane had hit, and we were standing there when the second plane came in. And I said, because as I was standing there, I'm thinking, we really got to get on with painting the house. I'm sure this is a big story, but fuck, I want to get finished today.
Damn.
No, exactly. I was in high school, the second day of high school. And all the teachers were like, well, let's just get back to teaching. And then it became apparent to everyone that we were under attack, and you heard the explosions. It was like an earthquake, my friend.
Yeah,
You know, unmistakable. I mean, when I saw the first building come down, the way it came down symmetrically, and you heard the explosions, clearly I said to myself, they just blew up the World Trade Center. There's no doubt about it.
Well, when they came down, I was saying to myself, man, it's just like a movie. It's just like a movie. If you wrote that out like you were saying about script writers, that's just how you'd write it.
All I know is my heart just sank, and I was like... I hope everyone got out of there.
Yeah, that was my feelings too, but while everybody else was in panic mode, I was kind of just sitting back saying, you know, I knew this was going to happen, something like this, but, you know, we brought it on to ourselves, and this goes back to the collective unconscious. The global elite are to blame for staging this crisis, but we are just as much to blame for imagining it in the collective unconscious and really sadistically willing it upon ourselves. Because like you said, it was like a movie. And with that mentality goes this feeling of, yeah, I want to see if another plane is about to hit. Yeah, yeah, more violence, more destruction.
Yeah.
So this is what we're being fed on the media every single day, that violence is good. And, oh, by the way, sex is bad and nudity is bad. You know, orgasms, that's the devil right there. But planes flying into buildings and buildings blowing up on TV, that's totally normal.
Yeah, here, let us show you a picture of thousands of people dying again, but no nipples. Mm. Wait, no nipples? Can't you just sneak a nipple in there with between a couple of hundred people and a couple of thousand
people? Yeah, it was a media production.
Just
and
to
then,
soft the blow.
Just like that movie.
I was waiting for the media to break a story and explain what had happened, but then a year, 2 years out, the media was covering it up. And then when I started hearing the event being referred to as 9/11, that's what really sparked my interest. And I said, hey, wait a minute. It's being branded. I mean, this is definitely something that's being prepared for us. It's a hoax. I mean, it's such an insult to our intelligence, as you said.
Historically,
you know that, I'm not saying there's a link, but these things have been done in the past to control populations' emotions. And in this country, we have a bonfire night, which is called Guy Fawkes Night. Have you heard of that?
Right, yeah, yeah. On November 5th.
On November 5th, okay. And the story goes that the gunpowder plot, Guy Fawkes and the conspirators were going to pack the Houses of Parliament with gunpowder and blow up the king. Yeah, that's the story. Mm-hmm. Total bullshit, never happened. No gunpowder, Guy Fawkes nowhere near, and the king not even going to the Houses of Parliament. The whole thing was a script to demonize Catholicism so that Britain could have the Church of England and distance itself from the Vatican and make its own power base. The whole thing was a complete false flag.
Yeah, a latter-day Fox News.
Absolutely. And that story, we're still playing out that symbolism every year in our psyches in this country. We have bonfires and we burn effigies.
Well, exactly. It's kind of like the way that July 4th doesn't exist. Everybody knows that America is still a British colony being controlled by British private banks, but we all pretend like we're an independent free nation waving around our flags, $2 flags that we bought at Walmart. And they're not even American flags. They're United States flags. And people don't even know the difference between being an American and being a United States citizen.
Uh-huh. There's a whole lot of learning not going on, isn't there? You know, the things that people could know that they don't know, and they fill their minds with baseball stats and tunes to adverts.
I mean, look at Canada. They've got the picture of the Queen on their money.
That's right. She's the Queen, spewing out the correct DNA from her vagina on a generational basis.
But she's not an alien.
She's not an alien. She's just a fascist fucker.
But would you still do?
That's another thing that I.
But I would still bang her though.
I would like to see a black man bang the Queen, because they keep saying that our country's racially at ease and multiculturally tolerant. Well, let's see the Queen get fucked by a black man then.
Well,
then,
yeah, but
then I'll believe
on YouPorn.
On PornTube.
PornoTube, yeah. But then she's gonna need a bigger Tampax, wouldn't she?
She would. I believe she would need to make a little room there.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, no, they would have to.
That's a rip.
They would have to reappoint the groom of the stool if she wanted to do anal.
Yeah. Wow.
Enduring image, the Queen, double penetration of the Queen by some ethnic minorities resident in Britain. Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do, son.
let's form a queue. If the Queen's going to breed the correct generations for us, and we're going to be a multicultural, tolerant society, then I say that we should all line up and have a shot at her so that our babies come out cappuccino, and then we can all... You know, we can all be one, because the Queen's got all of our DNA in her.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I wouldn't have mind having a shot at Princess Di.
Well, Princess Di,
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of funny? I mean, hold on. Let me just stop you right there. Princess Di. I mean, it's like they're telling her, Di. I mean, just think about that for a second.
Wow.
You know that her son was cut from her womb on Midsummer's Eve by a chief mason.
Wow.
Prince William was delivered by cesarean section on Midsummer's Eve by a grand marshal of the Royal Lodge. Not that there's anything spooky going on, but that's the kind of shit they do.
Wow.
Great. Did they microchip him at birth?
I don't know. Would they need to? I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think these people are free. I think the royal family are in some way hostage to the aristocracy. But far from them being the leaders, they're more like the shield. The royal family are what stops us seeing the large number of people busily fucking us up for a buck. The royal family are just prancing about on horses and flying helicopters.
Well, that's why I try to point out the fact that the media is so invested in convincing us that aliens run everything and that the world is going to end in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, if that were true, the media wouldn't be behind it so much. You know, we're all going to go extinct. And we all need to die, and you know, they're even making programs like Life After Us. What would the Earth look like if we all
Life After
Us. Terminated?
I've seen it. Have you seen the trailer for the movie 2012?
No.
Yeah, that's a huge, vicious hoax, and people think that the website is real, not knowing that it's just a promotion for this new movie that's coming out.
It's a fantastically scary image, that giant tsunami coming over the Himalayas. You know, talk about psychological warfare. To play that image out to millions of people and to suggest to them visually that a planetary catastrophe that could destroy us all is coming soon to a cinema near you. I mean, to a planet near you. No, I do mean a cinema near you.
Yes. Yeah, when Cloverfield came out and they were blowing up all of New York City, that's when I decided, you know what, I'm really just giving up this whole movie-going thing. I mean, just really stop supporting them, because that was just such overkill. I mean, 9/11 was bad enough, but now they're saying, no, let's just nuke New York. I mean, they might nuke New York, because we read an article last week talking about
No, they're not.
Careful what you wish for.
Hey. Drill. We're definitely getting prepared for something.
Hey, come on. I still live here. Jesus Christ, dude. Come on.
Have you got, what do they call it? I've got a lot of survivalist friends. Have you got a grab bag? A dash bag? What do they call it? A bug out bag?
Goodness, I got so much family that I can't leave the city. I will have to stay and fight. So. Yeah. It's really makes no sense for me to have a grab bag or, you know, in case shit happens, bag, you know, I'm gonna be the one that's gonna have to be like, all right, we gotta get these UN troops out of here, because they're raping kids and they're filming crap and it's just not cool for them to be here. All right, who's with me?
I'm with you. I've got too many friends and family here to want to survive anywhere else. You know, if the shit's gonna go down here, then I'm gonna be here.
Yeah.
So, not that the shit is
going to enjoy your trial without jury. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. They'll be stringing them up in the streets soon.
Yeah. Dragging our bodies in the street like it was Iraq, and they're going to be dancing like, hey, look.
So, they will. It's only a couple of hundred years since they were sticking the heads on spikes and marching them through the streets as a sign to all the other peasants to behave. So,
I'm just hoping when it does hit the fan, this, like, finally people rake up and it just reignites the spirit.
I just hope there's
spirit.
Fucking in the streets.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too. Without any lube.
Just before I go, because I've got 2 minutes now, talking about fucking in the streets and the queen and peasants and that, I have a bizarre dream. I say it's a dream, actually it's a story I made up to tell myself things, and it goes like this. One day, everybody wakes up naked, lying on the grass, and everything humans have ever made has gone. There's nothing that humans ever made at all. There's nothing but trees and animals. There's a few extra animals to make up for all the buildings, and a few extra trees, but basically every human is naked on the grass, and there's nothing we ever made before at all. But we remember everything. And some people think that there's a chance for a brand new start, and that we won't make all the same mistakes again. And some people think that it's a punishment, and that we did something wrong, and all the good stuff's been taken away. And some people think that we should, as fast as possible, rebuild the entire fucking nightmare as quickly as we can. And between those three choices, it works out that we do, in fact, rebuild everything as quickly as we can. And one of the things that happens is the people who support the Queen and the way it was and want to bring it all back, they put her on a wooden platform and they carry her through the country, wafting her pussy juice at the peasants to assert control over them once again. like insects. And that's how it's done.
Wow.
So, I look forward to Hollywood making that movie. I'd like a part, preferably one that doesn't get a sharp stick stuck in it.
Wow, well, yeah, like...
but yeah, when the Queen's pussy juice wafts over the people, many of them fall down on the floor and start copulating and fucking each other, because that's...
And they even come out with a new cologne, a new scent,
to
market the movie.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wow.
See the movie, dab on the Queen's scent behind the ears.
Yes. Eau du de twat.
Eau de twat, did you say?
Yes. Edu de twat,
which
yes.
is even doubly funny because TWAT is an acronym for the War Against Terrorism.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this whole situation is just one big old twat. But I like twat, so maybe that's inaccurate.
Going back to the very beginning about pussy, yes.
I like twat just as much as I like pussy.
Right. Well,
gents, I've got to go.
I understand. But can you tell us where people could find you, what you want to promote?
You can always find me on YouTube, FKN News with a Z. I've got FKNNewsWithAZ.com. And I've got a Facebook and a MySpace, but I just don't get enough time to spend much time there. So,
right, do you have a DVD?
I do. You can get a DVD of the fucking news and other stuff at FKNNewsWithAZ.com.
Very good. Thanks for coming on, Deke. It was a pleasure. You are always welcome to come on whenever you want.
Thanks, Louis. Glenn, nice speaking to you both.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah.